ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
देवासुरेभ्यो
मकदर्पधानं दक्षद्वयो ब्रह्मसुतास्तु तेषां भवापरस्रोतविरञ्चिवीर्याः समर्परोऽहं द्विजदेवदेव.
Putesho,
Putesho,
among the things generated, with and without symptoms of life,
Virudevya,
then the plants,
Uduttama,
Parshupir, Ye.
Sarisripa, moving entities like worms and snakes.
Teshu, of them. Sabodhanista,
those who have developed intelligence.
Tata, then them.
Manushya,
human beings.
Pramatha.
Tatapi,
better than them.
Gandharva, the inhabitants of Gandharva.
Appointed singers of the planet of the demigods. Siddha, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka.
Who have all mystic powers. Indra, Daksha Agaya, Dakshinu Daksha, Brahma Sutta, Dharik Sansa Brahma, Pru, then, Esam, of them, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Sa, He, Lord Shiva, Atha,
Whatever, producing from Lord Brahma, Sa, He, Lord Brahma, Matara, my devotee, Aham, I,
Vijadeva Deva,
a superior of Brahmanas.
A worshipper of Brahmanas,
or the Lord of the Brahmanas. Translation and purport by Srila English, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Of the two energies manifest, spirit and all matter, beings possessing living force, vegetables, grass, trees, and plants are superior to a dull matter. Stone, earth, etc. Superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes, which can move. Superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence. Superior to animals are human beings. And superior to human beings are the ghosts, because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are Gandharvas, and superior to them are the Siddhas. Superior to Siddhas are Kinnaras, and superior to the Asuras, and superior to them are Asuras. Superior to Asuras are the demigods, and of the demigods, Indra, the king of heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, like
Lord Brahma, sons like King Daksha and superior amongst the Brahma sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior. But Brahma is also subordinate to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because I am inclined to the Brahmanas, Brahmanas are best of all. Purport. In this verse, the Brahmanas given a position of superior to the Supreme Lord. The idea is that the government should be conducted under the guidance of Brahmanas. Although Rishabhadev recommended his eldest son Bharat, that the emperor of the earth, he still had to follow the instruction of the Brahmanas in order to govern the world perfectly. The Lord is worshipped as Brahmanya Deva. The Lord is very fond of devotees or Brahmanas. This does not refer to a so-called caste Brahmana, but to qualified Brahmanas. A Brahmana should be qualified with the 8 qualities mentioned in text number 24, which as Sama, Dama, Satya and Pratiksha. The Brahmana should always be worshipped, and under their guidance the ruler should discharge his duty and rule the citizens. Unfortunately, in this age of Kali, the executive is not selected by very intelligent people, nor is he guided by qualified Brahmanas. Consequently, chaos results. The mass of the people should be educated in Krishna consciousness so that according to the democratic process, they can select the first class devotee like Bharat Maharaj to the head of government. If the head of the state is headed by qualified Brahmanas, everything is completely perfect. In this verse, the evolutionary process is indirectly mentioned. The modern theory that life evolves from matter is to some extent supported in this verse, because it is said is bhuteshu virudhya, that is, the living entities evolve from the vegetable, grass, plants, trees, which are superior to dull matter. In other words, matter also has a potency to manifest living entities in the form of vegetables. In this sense, the life comes from matter, but the matter also comes from life. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhava madha sarva pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. There are two energies, material and spiritual, and both originally come from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme living being. Although it may be said that in the material world a living force is generated from matter, it must be admitted that originally matter is generated from supreme living being. Nityo Nityanam Chetana Shtetananam. The conclusion is that everything, both material and spiritual, is generated from the supreme being. From the evolutionary point of view, perfection is reached when a living entity attains the platform of Brahmana. A Brahmana is a worshipper of the Supreme Brahma, and the Supreme Brahma worships Brahmana. In other words, The devotee is subordinate to the Supreme Lord, and the Lord is inclined to see the satisfaction of his devotees. A Brahmana is called Dvijadeva, and the Lord is called Dvijadeva Deva. He is the Lord of the Brahmanas. The evolutionary process is also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya, chapter 19, where it is said that there are two types of living entities, moving and non-moving. Amongst moving living entities, there are birds, beasts, aquatics, humans, human beings, and so on. Of course, the human beings are supposed to be the best, but they are few. Of these small numbers of human beings, there are many low-class of human beings like religious, Palindas, Bodhas, and Savras. The human beings elevated enough to accept the very principle of his superior. Elevated enough to accept the Vedic principle is superior. Amongst those who accept the Vedic principle, generally known as Varnashrama, presently known as the Hindu system. Few actually follow the principles. Of those who actually follow the Vedic principles, most perform fruitive activities or pious activities for elevation of the high position. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yadati siddhaye. Out of many attached to a fruitive activities, one may be a jnani, that is, a philosophically inclined, and superior to the karmis. Yattam api siddhanam kaschit mam veti tatvata. Out of many jnanis, one may be liberated from material bondage, and out of many millions of liberated jnanis, one may become a devotee of Krishna. Om jnana tirantasya jnanandana salakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai sri guruve namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yutapana Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Shastri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Itam Tam Sajivam Sapaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Adalita Sri Sakam Itam Sajivam हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी शुभांशुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. मुखम करोति वाचा लब्धं मुक्तमेति गिरिं यत्प्रपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणम्. हरे कृष्णा. सो we continue to hear very wonderful section of this very wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of Lord Rishabhadev. I was just looking at the verses that is spoken in this chapter. I think in each verse Srila Prabhupada has spoken many times. And if you search the database and everything, Prabhupada is very fond. And they're very sublime and very instructive, very powerful instruction that Lord Rishabhadev gives. So just to the context we come to today's verse. So we, this is said, this is the teachings of Guru Sahadeva. Now Sukadeva Goswami had narrated all the lineage of the Uttanapada in the fourth canto. Yeah. Fifth canto is the narration of the activities and the lineage of the line of Priyavrata Maharaj, which is the brother of Uttanapada. Now, as we heard, the activities of Priyavrata Maharaj. Priyavrata Maharaj had a son named Agnidra. Huh? Agnidra's son was?
Navi.
Navi's son is?
Vishwa.
Lord Vishwadev. So Lord Vishwadev has how many sons?
100
sons. So Lord Vishwadev now has taken his ruling, and as part of his ruling, as part of his to train his sons to take over the rulership, he has traveled. He's now taking with all his sons and he's traveling. And where is he at the moment? Place called Brahmavarta. Yes, he's traveling. He's in, and at Brahmavarta, he is amongst the other sages, very learned personalities. He's sitting there, and he has his 100 sons. First, he instructs his sons to take instruction from all the saintly personalities. Now, he himself takes and he instructs his 100 sons. Out of 100 sons, who's the eldest? Bharat Maharaj is the other Samadhi. So he continues his instructions from chapter 5, which is the week continuing, is the instructions of Lord Vishwadev. So very first instruction of Lord Vishwadev is very powerful, just straight away, and he's not, like just putting on, just no knocking on, let's say, he said. Straight away, please, huh? What's the very first instruction he gave? You know? Yes. Sense gratification, life of sense gratification, he's giving an example of, like it's compared to life of hogs and dogs. Just cut to the straight line. One who has been awarded the human form of life, which should not work hard day and night simply for a sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs and cats and who eats too. One should engage in penance and austerities to obtain the divine position of devotional service. Powerful. Nayam Deva Devas and Lote is Kastam Kraman Adatevi Bhujam Ye Tapo Divyam Putra Kaena Sattvam Sudhiri Yasma Brahma Sokhyam Tu Anantam. Tapo Divyam. So basically, the instructions in a sense of education of that thing is not. Perform austerity and perform devotional service. Also, the second one is Mahat Seva. Now, he's the second instruction he gives is serve the Vaishnavas. Very important. Take instructions, teachings, serving. Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahodhyukte Tamo Dwaram. Mahantaskate samachutta prasanta vimukhu vimanimane surit sadhavuye. And take the association of the Vaishnavas, of the devotees. And he also says the other way, give up something.
Association of
opposite gender. Even he said, not just opposite gender. And those who are attached to Atta as opposite gender should be given.
So serve the Vaishnavas and then stay away from the
And then in text 18, Guru Nasasyat, Sudhanu Nasasyat. He's saying, if you happen to be in the position of leadership or you're taking charge, those who have subordinate under you, then you are responsible. He's saying, don't be a spiritual master. Guru Nasasyat. Svajana Nasasya. Even Svajana. Svajana means your relatives, friends. If somebody is not practicing, you are still responsible. I was just thinking, okay, Guru, we understand. Now, Svajana is so large, so big, so huge, you know, he said, how far can you? Rishabh is saying, even Svajana, you are responsible. Pita Nasasya, father, mother, deva. Even he says, even if you become a demigod, you are responsible. To. So, these wonderful teachings, these continuing teachings. So, today's verse, and he gives a somewhat hierarchical structure. Where is he leading? Is you see today's verse is now referring to now you know it goes from a very dull matter. So what's the first one he said? It's dull matter. That's also an execution. Yes, the rocks, the earth. That's energy of Krishna. Is it dull? Higher than that is plants and trees. What's the difference between the rocks and plants?
One is conscious and one is not.
Yeah, conscious, yeah, somewhat. But they are now life. So dull matter to life. Trees and plants have their own life. They're superior. So, from the dull matter stones is the fact. So, now these plants, what is the difference between the plants and the worms and snakes? The next level is worms and snakes. What's the difference?
One can move.
Yes. One, plants and the trees are like fish. They can't move, none move. But worms and they got a leg. Now they have a little more freedom comes to move into plants and things. So from dull matter, superior is that which has life. It's superior. From life, now it's fixed. Those plants and everything they can't move. They are there now. If they're put into one place, they're gonna grow and they will live and they're gonna live there and they're gonna die there. Unmovable. And then from there, the next better is worms and snake, which now has the opportunity to move. If they are fortunate enough, then they can come and courtyard and they can get some spot or prasadam. In that way, they are fortunate. Even if they are in a spot, if they are in a temple room, they may see a little insect walking. But they're hearing, they are there in front of the Lord. They can hear the holy name. So they are a little better in that sense. Because they can move, they can go to a different place. And they may get an opportunity to see a great Vaishnava or may opportunity to get some prasada. So they are a little superior. So superior than that? Animals. So the little snakes and everything, well, they can go to a certain extent. little ant, they could probably go, you know, a few meters, they're happy. Now, if you're an animal, you have better movement, greater movement. You can protect yourself better. So they have now gone to the higher level. So from dull matter, which has life, plants, from plants to worms and snakes. Now next level is animals. Animals are better. See, even the amongst animals, those are intelligence actually considered the highest classification within the animals. Probably cows, horses, animal, dogs, monkeys. Of the amongst animals. So better than the next level is from animal? Human beings. Wow. It's a long way to come through, to come to the human level, isn't it? Prabhupada says, Labdha Sudurla Bahusambhavante. After many Bahusambhavante, many births, you get the human form. Durlabham Manaso Devo Dehinam Sanam Kuna. Durlabham, very rare. So you finally come to the human level. Start from a human. Become a human. Now, let's move up the ladder. Who is superior to humans?
Goats. The ghosts.
Ghosts. Why?
Because they don't have material body.
Correct. It's mentioned in the text, in the translation. So higher than human beings are ghosts. Which, Shabda says, because they don't have the material gross body. That gives them a freedom of movement far better than human beings. Humans can't fly. If you have a subtle body, then you have a great movement. Even they have extra power, they can do certain things. You see people are be haunted by ghosts or something, or they in some tantrics they can control the ghosts, and they can do some miracle things. I've seen. So just doing a little research, and it's like, what are the words Prabhupada's, in the Prabhupada books, what do we find on these different entities, how? So I've done, a little research, and it's quite fascinating to see, even amongst the ghosts, there's about 10 different types of ghosts. There's names in it, This is in the Srila Prabhupada's, the chapter which Putana, discussing about Putana. Putana is considered in that chapter, and there is a chapter of Banasura, fighting with the Banasura, that is how text. So in this, Prabhupada gives about 10 of different types of ghosts. He says, Bhutas, Pretas, Pramatas, Guhyakas, Dakinis, Pisachas, Kusmandas, Betahas, Vinayakas, Yatudhanis, Kotaras, Revatis, Jesha, Putana, Margata, Kusmanda, and Brahmarakshas. Wow, living here is a different classification, isn't it? Wow, even if you become a ghost, you become different. There's a little variety, there's species there. Wow. Instead of all kinds of ghosts, Brahma Rakshas are very powerful. And Brahmanas transferred to a role of ghost becomes Brahma Rakshas. So, amongst the leader of the ghost, amazing. So what's the next level up from ghost?
Gandharvas. Who are the Gandharvas?
Great singers, who sings well.
Correct. Yes. Gandharvas are now even from Gandharva upwards, they are also classified as Upadevatas. So Devatas are full, they have full accessibility in full, and the Upadevatas are little lesser. So now Gandharva onwards, they are known as Upadevatas. So Gandharvas are very skilled and plus they are specialized in their singing the whenever there is musical, whenever you see, whenever this great feat is done by great personalities, these Gandharvas come along and sing and glorify that person. You see in Krishna's killing so many demons. And as Gandharvas, they are the showering flowers or singing or music. So these are the personalities. The musicians in the upper planetary systems are called Gandharvas. The dancing girls are called Apsaras. This is probably the third canto in the Purport mentions. The celestial species of human beings like Gandharvas and Vidyadharas can sing wonderfully and can entice even the mind of a heavenly demigod. This is from the Book of the Second Canto, chapter 136. That's giving a definition of Gandharvas. What's next level?
Siddhas.
So Gandharva. To Siddhas. That's what Prabhupada says, it's about Siddhas. The Siddhas are inhabitants of Siddhaloka, where all are born with fully developed mystic powers. There is another planet inhabited by Vidyadharas, Charanas, who are expert in singing. So Siddhas. So they are more evolved, more higher as you go up. The residents up until the Indraloka or residents, those who are like Apsaras, Kinnaras, Siddhas, Chayanas, they all reside in the planet. So we are in the Bhuloka. Then next is Bhuvaloka. So these, they are the residents of Bhuvaloka. The next comes Swargaloka, where the fully developed demigods. This is in the fourth canon, Prabhupada mentioned in the Purport. There are also residents in Siddhaloka who can travel in space without machines. Since they can go from one planet to another, they are called Siddhas. The Prabhupada's definition should us. Next.
Kinnaras.
Even the demigods, even ghosts have got so many classifications, even the demigods have so many classifications. Siddhas, Charanas, Kinnaras. And in Bhagavatam, in third canto, 20. It's given how Lord Rama creates these. There's a description of how they create, or how the ghosts are created, how the Kinnaras, the Nigas, where they come from. The Kinnaras, one day Rama, this is in the chapter 20 of the third canto. One day Lord Rama, the creator of the living entities, beheld his own reflection in the water, and admiring himself, he developed Kimpurushas and as well as the Kinnaras out of his reflection.
This is how the Kinara was created by Lord Brahma. So the Kinnaras are next level. And who's next? As mentioned in the councils. Asuras. Wow. I thought something somewhat coming. I was in the only Asuras normally are elder. But now they're above the Upadevas. Asuras. As Prabhupada, I found a little description of Prabhupada giving, explaining the Asuras. Asuras generally, they are the residents of Bilaswarga. Bilaswarga is the heavenly realm, Bilas. So we have Divyaswarga, which is above us, we are in the middle, and below us is Bilaswarga. So all these Asuras are the leaders of the Asuras, they are residents of the Vilaswarga. Prabhupada says, the Asuras wants to enjoy a life of sense gratification, even the cause of others' happiness. In order to fulfill this ambition, the Asuras, especially atheistic kings or state executive heads, try to equip themselves with all kinds of deadly weapons to bring about the war in the peaceful society. Prabhupada is referring to war of power members at this point. They have no ambition other than the personal aggrandizement. Thus, the Mother Earth feels overburdened by such undue increase of material strength. So, generally, I'm sorry, but they're referring to these asuras which have higher mystical powers. They have extra powers. Siddhis. So, they are higher than the Upadevitas. So what's the next level?
Rakshasas.
They come under the category of the Asuras. So they're the same. Even amongst the Rakshasas again, yes, there are classifications. Asuras, Rakshasas, and I can't talk about that. So next is Devatas. Now we're moving up the ladder. So Devatas like Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Surya, you name it. Now they are fruitless demigods. They are more full astucity powers. And they are the administrators now they come of the universal administration. So they are higher than Asuras. Now, higher than demigods? As for, not yet. We're getting there. Amongst the demigods, Indra is highest, supreme, after the demigods. Higher than demigods are
sons of
Lord Brahma. Yes. Who are the sons of Lord Brahma?
Daksha.
Kumar.
Lord Shiva.
Prajapati. Narada Muni, yes. Any others?
Sages?
Saptarishis or nine rishis? Priyu, Pulatsya, Pulaha, Kartu, Angiras, Marichi, Atri, Vasishta, Narada, Ruchi, Daksha Prajapati, Four Kumaras, Swayambhu Manu, Shatrupa, They are sons of, direct sons of Lord Brahma. So categorically, they are higher than Vaishvaji, Vaishvaji. Yes. Yes, Lord Shiva is also. Now, Lord Shiva is slightly in a different category, but according to Rishi Shabda, because Lord Shiva appears from Lord Brahma, as he's considered as a monthly Prajapatis, monthly sons of Brahma. Of course, Lord Shiva has his own Shiva Tattva. So then, amongst the sons of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva is the highest. Yeah. And higher than Lord Shiva?
Brahma.
Is Lord Brahma. Yes, now we come to Brahma. And then, higher than Lord Brahma is? Supreme Personality Godhead, Lord Shiva. Now, Lord Shiva is Supreme Personality Godhead. I am the higher than Lord Brahma. Now, let's move. What's Rishabhdev saying here? No, he's saying, even higher than me is Brahmas. See how Lord is very nice way, you know. See, if you look at it contextually in the story, he is trying to establish, he's now taking all his sons, who's going to be a rulers. Now, the strong message he's giving to his sons is, you must take the directions and the instructions of Brahmas. That's how you rule. That's the way it should be. So he's leading to this point. Now he's being, he categorized all these different levels. And then he goes and he says, okay, higher than dull matter, and then, you know, non-moving, then moving, then goes on to demigods and so on and so forth. He goes all the way up to Lord Brahma. And he said, I am the in charge of Lord Brahma. And then he said, above me is Brahma. Now, let's look of going to a page of third canto. Kapil Dev now gives the categories of Brahmanas also. In the 29th chapter, Brahmanas are now classified. Even amongst Brahmanas, there are classifications. This is in the third canto, chapter 29, text 31 and 32. Lord Rishabhdev gives a further classification of Brahmana. Now we have gone all the way from dull matter to Supreme Personality Godhead, Supreme Personality Godhead said, I am even respecting all the Brahmanas in higher in this context. Now, Kapila Dev gives a breakdown of the Brahmanas' qualities. Even in that context, Kapila Dev gives a whole, prior to this, he gives the same, similar. He gives the, you know, higher than those who have life, higher than those who have legs. Amongst the many legged, there's four legged. And he goes on, he brings to human beings. Amongst the human beings, he says, those who follow the Varnasana Dharma is the best. And amongst the Varnasana Dharma, the Brahmana is the best. So he comes to that level. From there onwards, so this year, Lord Kapila Dev is describing. Says, amongst the human beings, the society was divided according to the qualities of varnashram, age, and then amongst that, those who follow, amongst them are the Brahmanas. So now we come to the human level. In the human level, he says, those who follow the varnashram system, they're good. Amongst the followers of the varnashram system is Brahmana. Now he breaks up further Brahmanas into, he said, now amongst the Brahmanas, those who study the Veda is higher. How many Vedas are there?
Vedas. There's both Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas, Upavedas, Samhitas, so on. And so amongst the Brahmana, those who study the Vedic scriptures is higher. Now, one who higher than that Brahmana, one who knows the actual purport of the Vedas is higher. So just being a Brahmana is similar. You study and you give a little higher. Now, just studying is not enough. He said, if you have to understand, then you are a little more higher. So though now, the next level is those who study and those who know. But the next level is those who can actually dissipate the doubts from that scripture studies. Means amongst those who teach. So first you learn, then you understand, then you teach even higher. And then higher than that is those who strictly follow the Brahmic principles. So you should know what is there in the Vedas, and principles, you know how to do yajnas, you know how to do rituals, you know how to do deity worship, you know, all this. So there's strictly those who are following the rules and regulations according to Vedas and even higher. And higher than that, particularly says, is those who are free of material contamination, free of material attachment. Higher. Now, then Lord Kapila goes further one more step. And he says, amongst all the Brahmanas, those who are pure devotee, who execute devotional service without exception of reward, is the highest. So, as we hear next tomorrow's verse, I think it's what it says. It says, all respectful Brahmanas, as far as I am concerned, no one is equal or superior to Brahmana in this world. This is next text. It's the Shabda will be tomorrow's verse. So he's just bringing it to the point. He says Brahmanas have a very special role they play in the Vedic culture. The Prabhupada mentions specifically in the referring to a text number 24, which is coming up. Next text is referring to is the eight qualities of Brahmanas. Does anyone know the qualities of Brahmanas? Similar, also Bhagavad Gita saying. What are the qualities of Brahmanas?
Austerity.
Correct. Patanapatam. Yes, and that's it.
Tolerate,
yes.
Truthful.
Truthfulness, correct.
Humble.
Humility, yes.
Cleanliness,
Cleanliness. Cleanliness is also, yes. So it's specifically in this next verse, there's eight qualities of Brahmanas, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. There are sama, control of mind. First quality. Next quality, Dhamma. Control of senses. Control of mind, control of senses. Satyam, truthfulness. Anugraha, mercy. Tapa, austerity. Titiksha, tolerance. Anubhava, realization of God. again, is referring to, you have to know the knowledge of God. Sama, Dhamma, Satya, Anugraha, Anugraha means mercy, Tapa, Tiksha, tolerance, and Anubhava, or the realization of God. You should know the science, Brahmana should know the science of God. Again, so of course, Prabhupada mentioned in the Bhagavad, since there is no guidance is taken, since there is no guidance is taken, Brahmanas, from Brahmanas, there is a chaos in the society. So what does Prabhupada want all his followers to be? Be Brahmana. There are many, many vices, there are many sutras, many, many, many others. Prabhupada wanted. Means learn the Vedic culture and teach others. So Prabhupada mentions in the book over here. A Brahmana is a worshipper of the Supreme Brahman. The Supreme Brahmana worships the Brahmana. As Prabhupada said, I worship Brahmana. Prabhupada is also saying similar. In other words, the devotee is subordinate to the Supreme Lord, and the Lord is inclined to see the satisfaction of his devotees. A Brahmana is called Dvijadeva, and the Lord is called Dvijadeva Deva. He is the Lord of the Brahmanas. He is the Lord of Brahmana. So, as Kapila Dev mentions, and he goes through this classification of Brahmanas, and he brings to the point of being a devotee. He says, being a devotee is superior to being a Brahmana. So consider ourselves, our fortune, that, you know, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we are able to come to becoming a devotee. As Rishabh is classifying, we have to go through this, all these categories of classification, demigods, becoming a demigod, becoming a ghost, becoming an animal, becoming a tree, worm, you know, name it. Then once we get this opportunity to perform devotional service, even among the being a human being, it's not good enough. If you become a devotee, why, you're lucky, you're very fortunate. And so whole Srimad Bhagavatam is just giving us that message to say, take it advantage, don't waste it. It's such a valuable opportunity. And by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, and this opportunity made so easy for us. Like put on a red carpet for us. As other day I was mentioning, it was Kurunanidhu or something, I think it's Kurunanidhu, that everything that is given, all, you know, they put down, everything is condensed, like make the devotion, all the activities you're supposed to perform in life, like doing Tulsi worship, worshipping the deities, and worshipping spiritual master, all those that I mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, is all Prabhupada has simplified and put it into all, you know, our daily routine, and you know, trust and everything. Everything is there. So, yeah, we have eternally led to Srila Prabhupada, and you know, we have been very fortunate to be part of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in this Kali Yuga. So, yeah, as Lord Srila says, we are Brahmana, even if Brahmana, we are Vaishnava, we are there. So, yeah. Thank you. So, thank you. questions, clarifications, corrections? Yes, Swamiji.
I have one question. And,
is that working?
It's working. It's one question and one comment, if you don't mind. In the comment, it seems to me that it seems to me that being a Brahmana can be understood mainly that being a devotee, because otherwise it won't be possible to acknowledge that superior position, because it said in the text that the Brahmana is highest because the Lord has the inclination to fulfill, to satisfy the Brahmana, because it's His devotee. So in that sense, we should understand Brahmana come to be Brahmana because it's a devotee. Mm-hmm. In that sense, because if we see, for example, in our tradition, Vaishnava tradition, many of the devotees, they are no Brahmanas, so-called Brahmanas in our Varnashram. Many sutras, so-called sutras, but they are pure devotees. So in that sense, being Brahmana can be understood mainly to be a devotee, otherwise it wouldn't be possible to reach that position of the preference by the Lord. So
just to repeat that, was here online, just to Madhu Mandir Mandir is mentioning that yes, being a being Brahma is a very high qualification, by high position. But the Brahmanas, those who are devotee, are better. But in general classification, generally we know the Brahmanas are those devotees. They're even from Shudras or different categories, they simply call Brahmana. Brahmana is not, I think what you're referring to, is not religiously from birth or it's from the qualification, Vaguna. Yeah, that is correct. Yes, I should have mentioned that. Brahmana is not by birth, and in many, as we understand in the world, the practice of Brahmana, the classification of Brahmana is generalized into like birth Brahmana. Well, if you are born in a family of Brahmana, you then become a Brahmana, automatically you become a Brahmana. But our scripture does not support that. It's not by birth, it is by guna, or qualities, yes. Thank you. Yeah, it's the Brahmana is by not by birth.
Even if the qualification is not Brahminical, but can be sutra, but can be also, because it's a devotee of the Lord, can be also placed in the
higher than Brahmanas. Yes, if a person, and that point is supported by the ones in the Bhagavatam, Nikirata, Brahmana, Brilliant, Pulka, Sainal. Those who even born into a very low grade of even the chance the holy name once is considered even higher than Brahmanas, as a practicing into Brahmana. So yes, devotees, it's of course it's higher. I think the whole topic was Brahmanas today, I was more giving that. But devotee has got a very special place. And it's not no matter what birth, if you really practically look at Prabhupada's teaching to Prabhupada's life, he's gone to the Bowery. I mean that, and even in you could go greater down to even under the bottom rock or the bottom of the ocean. See, you can't go any further down those are the people he picked up from, and he made them a gentle Vaishnavas. They made the Brahmanas, even higher than Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. So they yes, Vaishnavas have a very, but yeah, it does not restrict Vaishnava, it's not restricted. Okay, so you have to have these, then you can Vaishnava. Vaishnava can be from any background. Then even chant the holy name once is the general Vaishnava.
And only they obtain that higher position because it's God Himself who is giving that, because His proclivity to His inclination to satisfy His devotees.
Yes, yes.
Because of that.
Even the Purusha Sutta is mentioned that Brahmanam Shemokamasi, he said, all the offerings that Lord accepted, so it's accepted Brahmanas, through the Brahmanas.
If you allow me, the question is, it seems to me, based in the sequence of the teachings of Lord Rishabhadev, he's from the very beginning, so stop self gratification, understand the purpose of life. It's not just for material enjoyment, sense gratification, austerity. Take shelter in the gardens of brahmanas or bhaktis. So it is to me that it's more like an emphasis on avideja, because we have more emphasis on avideja in the process, mm-hmm. because we have Sarvanda, avideja, prajojana. Mm-hmm. Until now it's more emphasis, or it's not clear that the goal of life is to obtain prema bhakti. It's not defined yet, but it's in the process itself. So my question is, it's because it's implied, everybody knows already the goal of life, so you don't have to tell them what is the goal of life, just it's identify the way how they can go because they already know, or because the guidance of the brahmanas, they will gradually learn what is the goal of life. Just you wanted to see why, how we can understand in this way.
See, I mean, if you contextually looking at, I mean, if historically if you're looking at what Sri Rishabhadev is doing, he's teaching his sons. He's going to be a rulers, right? The rulers are meant to be the guidance of brahmanas. So he's coming from that kind of approach, and then he's giving that instruction. But even in that, those instructions we have heard so far, is tapo divyam. What is the goal of life? Do austerity, 40, austerity for what? There is, may not be a direct, I don't know, maybe it will probably come further in instructions, but it may not be direct. But there is a goal, the prayojan is, the goal is also there, but it is more contextual, it is geared toward his teaching in the realm of Vedic, he's teaching the sons. So yes, they are there, but not like directly, like hear the instructions of Narad saying, you know, Prahlad Maharaj saying, this is doing devotional service. But contextually, historically, it is in that realm, he's giving instruction to those sons who are going to be rulers. He's coming in that, so he's giving, according to the audience, he's giving the instructions, as I understand. But of course, there is a meaning, of course, he's leading into. They're intelligent to understand that the very important principle is to ultimately serve the Lord. That's what he's giving. He said, give up such gratification. What is it for? Get the pleasure of the Lord. Do the austerity, what is it for? For the pleasure of the Lord. So he's giving instructions, may not be very direct. They're not saying, it's Sarvam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Palasim, Arthur. He's not going and saying, do this. But he's giving that in a frame of that. Of course, it is there.
And you mentioned according to the audience, so it's not ordinary audience, so we can understand that knowledge, it's already the implicit knowledge about what is the goal of life, who we are, and who is God and the relationship with God. So now it's trying to see the ways how to reach that goal.
Right,
so
eventually it will come, yes. Any other questions? Just before I wind up, we just heard the very sad news of passing away of Vaishnavi, the mother of Kirtan Prabhu and Hansi. And so this morning, 2 o'clock, she's passed away. So we this day this opportunity to pray for a departed soul, for Mother of the Griffin Guru. So let's chant the holy name three times.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. May our Lord take that soul of Madhaji and engage her in any service wherever she is going to. Shri Shri Radha Vallabh Ki Jai, Shri Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.